Call us shoobies, tourists, second homeowners, weekenders, or worse. But if you ask any two people how they head to the Jersey Shore resorts, you could witness a fight, or at least a good discussion. Take, for example, two of the veteran traffic reporters in Philadelphia. John Butterworth, who does the morning reports on WHYY and has been alerting drivers to the trouble spots for more than 35 years.
It would depend on which shore you're going to. If you're going to the Wildwoods, you want to go down 55, take the Delsey Drive. If you're going to Ocean City, I'd stick with the Atlantic City Expressway and the Parkway. Even though you're going to be stuck in traffic, you'll probably make better time than making your way through all those back roads. That being said, if you want the scenic route, the Black Horse Pike or the White Horse Pike.
But you might take his advice with some saltwater taffy, because Butterworth takes his weekends in the Poconos. WHYY's afternoon traffic reporter Randy Chepigan is a shore guy. His advice, unless you're looking for a scenic tour, is to stay on the highway.
The White Horse Pike and Black Horse Pike aren't usually better than the Atlantic City Expressway. It usually adds a little bit of time. But, I mean, there are a million ways to get everywhere if you just look at a map. But, you know, as far as speed is concerned, the Atlantic City Expressway, barring the huge delays that we get on holiday weekends and things like that, the Atlantic City Expressway and Garden State Parkway are often really the best route just because the speeds are so much higher.
They're the experts. But what about the rest of us? SEPTA Assistant General Manager Frank Kelly says he's a back roads guy, and it's always worked great going to North Wildwood.
Route 42 to 557, which turns into 555, which turns into to Route 50. We on a Friday night, we stop at Mama Mia's right before, right off of Route 9, have a fantastic Italian dinner, and then head the last couple miles into North Wildwood to enjoy the weekend.
Fran's co-worker is SEPTA Police Chief Thomas Nestel. He swears by the big roads.
No deviation. Take the expressway route. That's the best route for me. Fastest, safest, best route for service in case I break down. That's the way I go.
And from just one posting on Facebook and Twitter, listeners have weighed in, including how to find the back road on the Long Beach Island and Loveladies, which I can't even begin to discuss here. One of the most important influences on my drive to the shore is my significant other, Beth McFeely. We have this fight, well, I mean discussion, every time we head down to Ocean City. She says ever since her first trip to the shore, days after being born at Cooper Hospital, it's been nothing but back roads.
That go the way my mother always went. She divided the ride into three parts to make it easier for me to understand the progression of the trip as a child. First, part one was ended somewhere around Voorhees, and part two ended somewhere around Hamilton. Part three ended in Ocean City.
Beth, like many people, wants to keep her back roads route a secret, afraid someone will find it and it will become a parking lot on a Friday or Sunday night. Now, the road test. We split up and each took our own routes home, even though Beth thought the test wasn't fair.
Who's going to get home first? You, because you drive faster.
We don't have children asking,
are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
But we do have Stormy Jane McFeely, Beth's Scottish Fold cat, who hates gridlock. Stormy pounds on the crate door as I drive. As we headed home, Shadow Traffic's RJ McKay had some bad news for me.
Making your way back from the Jersey Shore, you have AC Expressway westbound between Exit 12, the 40 Mays Landing exit, and Exit 38, the Williamstown exit. You've got pockets of heavy traffic in that area, especially around the tolls.
The Backroads fans looked like sure winners, but I was only 15 minutes getting through the tolls. I was running behind until Beth hit a string of red lights on her route. At the finish line, Cherry Hill, I arrived a minute and a half ahead of Beth. But of course, I was reminded.
You drive faster.
Not that this settles anything, but it does show you can avoid some arguments by taking either route in order to keep peace in the family. Even Stormy agrees. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.